Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by two guests. I have Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti. Today, we are also joined by Eddie Diaz, the director of the Perry DMAC Van Kirk Center. So, Eddie and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks, Joe.
So, Eddie, we have an assortment of things that we want to talk with you about today, starting with something that's coming up pretty quickly. It's the STEM Camp. Has to do with Lego League. What can you tell me about this program?
Sure. We have a STEM camp coming up this coming Monday through Thursday. We have a target audience of 4th through 7th graders. And really what we're trying to do is develop some computer coding skills in a fun manner. We're going to have some Legos, some Lego League challenges, and various STEM activities. The camp takes place from 10 to 1 p.m. at our center.
All right, so sign-ups still required for that, or can people just show up the day of?
We would prefer sign-ups. I'll give you my email, which is ediaz@dmac.edu, but we'll take walk-ins.
Okay, what will the students learn with this program?
So generally speaking, we're going to try and get them some problems and have them learn how to persevere, because oftentimes kids give up. So we're going to try and teach them some skills in that area, but specifically, they're going to be learning how to code. So we're going to be using code.org. We also have a robot from First Lego League that we've acquired, and they're going to try to code that.
Okay, now you mentioned the First Lego League. That is a statewide competition every year. Is that something that you're maybe building to, pun intended, there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we are. That's exactly the plan. This group of students will have the opportunity to join a team that will compete at the Iowa State Fair in August. And hopefully we can continue to build it to compete at the state level in Ames. I believe it's in December.
All right. Now, you also are getting ready to, people don't want to hear it, but next school year is vastly approaching. So you're getting ready for fall registration already, correct?
Right. We're in the middle of fall registration. Classes start August 21st. We have Career Advantage classes for high school students in the area. They can still talk to the counselors. But for adults, we have evening classes. So we have our composition, humanities, business management, psychology, sociology courses that we are offering in addition to our welding.
Okay, so if people are interested in signing up for classes like myself, if I was interested in it, just stop into the center or go online. How can you get more information?
Yeah, whenever you stop into the center, we can walk you through it, but you can Google DMAC Van Kirk Academy and our classes are there and you can register online.
All right. Now, one last thing I want to ask you about today is a big program that you got going on right now, still very, very new. That's called the Last Dollar Scholarship Program. What can you tell me about this?
Right. Governor Reynolds has just initiated this program through her Future Ready Iowa initiative. And DMAC and community colleges in the state have identified certain careers that if you apply for this Last Dollar Scholarship, the state of Iowa will cover it 100%. There's a couple stipulations. You need to apply for financial aid first. They're focusing on recent high school graduates or people over the age of 20. But it's a great, great opportunity.
Okay, so how do people get involved with that? And what sort of classes does it involve?
So there's quite a list. I would suggest people look at the iowacollegeaid.gov for a complete list. The welding program at the Perry Center is the one that we offer. Unfortunately, because it's such a new program, the deadline's coming up. It's August 1st. So we are willing to help people through the process. We have a night next Tuesday that we're going to be there helping people apply for it, or they can always reach out to the center for additional help.
All right. Well, Eddie Diaz with DMAC and Perry, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today about anything going on?
No, I just highly encourage people to take opportunity to take classes at our center. It's very close to home. You can't get a more affordable education than you can at the center.
Absolutely. Now we will bring in Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti and talk some chamber on this chamber conversation. So first of all, a week from today is the next big summer event for the chamber. So what can you tell me about what's upcoming?
So Friday Fest is a week from today, next Friday, August 2nd, 6:30 to 10 p.m. over at Patti Park. And the band will be Toaster, a wide variety of music that they will be performing. So I think it'll be a great band for everyone to sing along with and dance to. And we'll have kids activities with face painting. Hy-Vee is going to be bringing free freeze pops. We've got a couple food vendors. So the Fire Association will be doing their grill out, and then we have Taqueria Via joining us, so some variety there. But as always, it's bring your own basket, so you can bring your own picnic. Wine or beer is permitted, just no glass. So it should be a fun, family-friendly atmosphere for people to enjoy.
All right, now give people one last pitch on why they should give this Friday Fest a chance.
So this is our last Friday Fest of the year, and we had one other in June, and then we had our sesquicentennial on 4th of July, so that was, we've kind of got a series of live music happening on the first Friday of the month, and it's really just a chance to get out, enjoy the community. It's free live entertainment. It's just a lot of fun, so hopefully we'll have great weather, and it'll be a nice way to kind of end the summer before we get ready for back to school time.
All right. Now, kind of going along, you mentioned the sesquicentennial. You still have some shirts available for this, correct?
That is right. So we have some sesquicentennial shirts and coins. Those are available at the chamber office. They're also available at Farmers Market, and we will have them at Friday Fest as well. So if you haven't quite gotten your shirts yet, or you wanting extras, that's a chance for you to get those and kind of just support Perry Pride and help with those efforts.
All right. Now, a couple more things I want to talk about with you today, starting with the Better My Business program. You have an event coming up this next week that was rescheduled from a previous time.
That's right. We originally had it in June, but with all of the things going on, people are busy with vacations, getting ready for big events in town. It just made sense to reschedule that. So we have it next Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. at Towncraft. And we will be bringing Jenica from the Small Business Development Center in to do basically a business plan workshop. The tool that they use is the business model canvas. So it's more brainstorming than actually writing through the process. So it's a great chance to work in a facilitated fashion, network with other business owners or potential business owners, and work through some of the components of a business plan so that you can be ready for the next step in either growing your business or starting a business.
All right. So people should sign up for that ahead of time, correct?
That would be appreciated, just so that we make sure that we have enough seats for everyone. So you can do that by calling the chamber, or we have a link to register on our website.
All right. One last thing to ask you about today. The farmers market, you talked about that you're going to sell some shirts there moving forward here. You also are in August going to have the next special event, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so we've had special event at our farmers markets on the third Thursday of each month. So far so good for those two. Our next one, with it being August, is going to be themed back to school. So we've invited a number of people, Eddie included, to join us for that, just to kind of get people ready to go. So the Booster Club will be there selling Blue Jay gear. The mascot might be there for a photo op. We've invited other sports teams and things. So still a little bit early as they're getting things together at the schools, but that's kind of our plan, to have at least some components there to get people in the spirit of back to school and to show our support of the schools as well. So perhaps some enrollment information for classes at DMAC, as well as the other fun things. So with that, it's just a reminder to come out on Thursday evenings for the farmers market. So in addition to the fresh produce and baked goods, there's a little community component as well. And it's just nice to see that continuing to grow with more people, more vendors, expanding into Second Street. It's all been very positive.
Absolutely. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that's about it. Just otherwise, with the farmers market, just a reminder that we are closing part of Second Street down between Willis and Warford. So a little maneuvering there, but the alleys are still open to drive through and navigate to different parking. But ultimately, we've got a really great setup and a lot of great vendors to walk around and see.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay, for joining me this week, and for Eddie as well.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Eddie Diaz and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.